Sluts of you, zok the Mishnah, higia yevul v'lo nigalo hakahanim nechnosin l'teicha. If the steachuzah was not redeemed by yevul, the kahanim get it, and it becomes theirs permanently as if it was their steachuzah. As the pasuk states, v'haya asad b'tzeisi b'yevul kodesh l'ashem k'steachem l'koyen tiachuzase. However, the Mishnah cites the following machlokes. Yehuda says, v'noisin es demeah, the kahanim must redeem it at the rate of 50 sela per base kor as the owner would. P'shimenay menechnasim v'loy noisin, they get the field without redeeming it. The Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. Yehuda says, v'noisin es demeah, because we expand the gzeres shava kodesh kodesh. The pasuk of steachuzah says, v'haya asad b'tzeisi b'yevul kodesh l'ashem, and the pasuk of makdish baya says, v'ish ki yakdish es beis kodesh l'ashem v'erichay hakoyin. Malahalim b'damim, afkam b'damim. Just as the house is certainly redeemed with money because it does not have the halacha of going to the Kohen at all, so too the field must be redeemed with money even though it goes to the Kohen. However, Reb Shimonai menechnasnim v'loy naisnim, because he expounds another gzeres shava kodesh kodesh. The pasuk of steachuzah says, v'haya asad b'tzeisi b'yevul kodesh l'ashem. And the pasuk of Kivsi Atzeres, the sheep that accompanied the Shtei Alechem and Shavuah, says, Shnei Chavasim, Kodesh Yiu Lashem L'Kayin. Malahalim Bechinam, Afkan Bechinam. Just as the Kahanim do not pay for the sheep, they do not pay for the Shtei Achuzah. The Mishnah cites a third opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Nechnosim, Lo Nechnosim. The Kahanim do not get a Shtei Achuzah that was not redeemed. Elon Nikras, Sadi Retushin Al Tayyev L'Sheni. It remains in the possession of Hektish, and it's called an abandoned field until the next Yevil. If it was still not redeemed by the second Yevil, it's called a doubly abandoned field, until the third Yevil. Rabbi Eliezer summarizes and says, the Kohanim never get a Shtei Achuzah at Yevil unless a person other than the owner redeemed it first. As the Pasuk says, and we expound, the Kohanim get the field only if it was held until Yevil by a stranger who redeemed it. In the ensuing discussion, the Gemara introduces several additional halachas of Shtei Achuzah v'Shtei Mikneh. Therefore, let's summarize the halachas of Makdish Sadeyu as follows. If one is Makdish his Shtei Achuzah, an ancestral field, he can redeem it at the rate of Zeru Chaymes Sa'arim Chamishim Shekel Kesef, which translates to 1 shekel and 1 punyan per year, and it reverts to its original status as a Shtei Achuzah. If the owner did not redeem it, but another person redeemed it, also at the set rate, all agree that at Yevil it's distributed to the Kohanim of that Mishmah. If nobody redeemed it by Yevil, we have machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that it goes to the Kahanim. Rabbi Eliezer holds it remains hektish, as explained earlier. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what is the halach if the original owner redeems it after Yevil? The Gemara cites two versions of a brisa that quotes Rabbi Eliezer regarding this question. The first brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Gala Bailam b'Yevil Sheni, Yitzel Kahan b'Yevil. If the original owner redeems the field after the first Yevil, it's given to the Kahanim at the second Yevil because Bailam b'Yevil Sheni ka'achar damu. At the second Yevil, the owner is considered a stranger. The second brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Gala b'Yevil Sheni in the Yitzel Kahan b'Yevil. If the original owner redeems the field after the first Yevil, it is not given to the Kahanim at the second Yevil because he's not considered a stranger. Rather, it reverts to its original status as a Shtei Achuzah. Now, let's review the halachas of a Shtei Mikneh bought field. If the original owner to whom this is a Shtei Achuzah sells the field to somebody, to the buyer this is a Shtei Mikneh, a bought field. Now, if the buyer is makdish this field, the halacha is as follows. Shtei Mikneh is not redeemed at the set rate, but at its market value. Also, regardless whether the makdish or a stranger redeems it, or nobody redeems it, remains with hektish until Yevil. And as the pasuk states, "Bishnasa Yevil Yashav Asad LaAsher Kaneiu Miita LaAsher LaAchuzes Haaretz." At Yevil, it goes back to the original owner from whom the buyer bought it, whose Teachuzah it is, because the buyer could only be makdish until Yevil, since he only bought it until Yevil. Now, the Gemara proceeds to discuss the following case: Sadish Yatz LaKahanim Vekdisha Kain VaAsu Bayim LaMefrika. A Shtei Achuzah that was distributed to the Kohanim at Yevil, a portion that each Kohen got, acquires the halacha of his Shtei Achuzah. Therefore, if one of the Kohanim is then makdish his portion, the original owner can redeem it like anyone else. However, the Kamoisha Haisa Ein Negelis, Av Negelis Shtei Lefan of Kistei Mikneh. The original owner cannot redeem it like a Shtei Achuzah at the set rate for it to revert to become a Shtei Achuzah, because it's no longer his Shtei Achuzah. But he can redeem it like any other person, and at Yevil the field is distributed to the Kohanim of the Mishmah like every Shtei Achuzah that was redeemed by another person other than the owner, because in this case it is the Shtei Achuzah of the individual Kohen who is back to this field, and the original owner is a stranger. However, in a slightly different case, Sadish Yotzis Lekahanim Umachru Kohen Bekdisha Lekeach Begola Acher. If the individual Kohen sold the field, and the buyer was Makdish, in this case too, the original owner can redeem it like anyone else. And as before, Lekamaisha Isa Ein Negelis, Av Negelis Shtei Lefan of Kistei Mikneh. The original owner cannot redeem it like a Shtei Achuzah at the set rate fit to revert to become a Shtei Achuzah, but he can redeem it like a Shtei Mikneh at its market value. However, in this case, at Yevul, the field is not distributed to the Kohen of the Mishmar. Rather, it returns to an individual Kohen who sold this field to the Makdish, like every Stei Mikna, which goes back to the owner whose Stei Achuzah it was. Zak the Mishnah. Halakech sadim aviv umeis aviv afka chetisha harei kistei Achuzah. If someone buys the field from his father, and his father died, and he then consecrated the field, it is considered his Stei Achuzah, his ancestral land. As Rashi explains, because actually hikdisha nafle birusha. After he bought it, he inherited it before he consecrated it, so it's considered his Teachuza. Therefore, he can redeem it at the rate of 50 seller per base court. Or, if he does not redeem it, it is given to the Kohen at Yevul, as the Pasuk says, V'im misdei miknase asher lo misdei achuza asay. We expound, Sadish in the Sidei Achuza, Yatu Suzush, his Teachuza. Only a field that one does not own as an ancestral field is considered a Stei Mikna. But now that his father died, this land is his Teachuza. However, in the reverse case, there is a machlekes. If after he bought it from his father, he first consecrated the field and then his father died, it's treated like a bought field. As Rashi explains, because Basur Shah Shekdisha Zlinan. At the time that he consecrated it, he only owned it temporarily until Yevul, like any other buyer. Therefore, it is a Stei Mikna and is redeemed for its regular market value, and it reverts to its original owner at Yevul, as the Mishnah will later explain. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rimarei Kistei Achuza. Even in this case, it is considered Histei Achuza because the Pasuk says, Im Mistei Meknase, Ashalom Mistei Achuzase. And we expound, Sadashayna Ruili Stei Achuza. Yatzazazushi Ruili Stei Achuza. Only a field that cannot be one Stei Achuza is considered Histei Mikna. But this field could have been a Stei Achuza if he would have inherited before he consecrated. Therefore, it is now already considered Histei Achuza. At first, the Gemara explains the Machalik as follows. When one buys land, he only acquires kinyan peiros, the temporary rights to use the land and to take its produce. However, he does not have kinyan guf, full ownership in the land itself, since he must give it back at Yevul. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Remeir salver kinyan peiros ki kinyan guf dami. The son's kinyan peiros is considered ownership equal to one who owns the land itself. Yehud Reb Shimon salver kinyan peiros lav ki kinyan guf dami. The son's kinyan peiros is not considered ownership equal to owning the land itself. Therefore, Rashi explains, according to a mayor, he does not really inherit anything when his father dies, because he already had the kinyan guf, and so it should continue to be considered a stei mikna. Therefore, the pasuk teaches us that nevertheless it is considered a stei achuza. However, if he consecrated before his father died, it's indeed a stei mikna. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, kimeis of kodem shekdisha kiyaros lo guf of a stei achuza. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, he does inherit the land when his father dies, because it is only at the father's death that he acquires the kinyan guf, and so it's obviously considered a stei achuza. Therefore, the pasuk must be teaching us that even if he consecrated before his father died, it is also considered a stei achuza. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation. The Amal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, kinyan peiros ki kinyan guf dami. Generally, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon also agree that ownership in the rights is real ownership. However, in this case, the Torah could have written in mistei meknasa ashaloi stei achuzasei. Or Ashaloi Sidei Achuza. The extra expression Mistei Achuzase teaches us to expound Sada She'ena Ru'uya Li Yistei Achuza Yatzuzuzusha Ru'uya Li Yistei Achuza. Even a field that could have been a Stei Achuza is considered a Stei Achuza. The Mishnah continues, Stei Mikna Eina Yetzel Kahanan B'Yevel She'ena Damakdash Tava She'ena Shaloi. When someone buys land, it is his Stei Mikna and he returns it by Yevel. Therefore, if the buyer consecrates it and someone then redeems it, the land is not distributed to the Kohen at Yevul because he could only be makdish until Yevul, since one cannot consecrate something that does not belong to him. Essentially, the buyer only purchased the land until Yevul, and so at Yevul it reverts to its original owner. Mishnah concludes that Kohanim and Leviim makdishin la'olam ugoyin la'olam bein lefnei ha'yevul bein la'achar ha'yevul. Kohanim and Leviim can consecrate their fields at any time and redeem it at any time, whether before or after Yevul, as the pasuk says, gulas olam ti la'leviim. Hanu Lachim Makdishim and Barakashim completed the 7th parak of Masechtas Erechin, and we begin the 8th parak of Makdish Sadeyu in the next Shir Be'ezaz Hashem.